Hi, Julia. Welcome. It's so good to be having you. We're super excited to be talking to you today. Shall we do this? Let's tell us all about this process.
Okay, so I was really excited to connect with you guys because the fact that you are called Confidence Through Cabaret is so it just hits home with me, really, because confidence is something I find so important and something that's hard for people to really feel fully and understand fully. And the fact that you're doing it with this through cabaret creativity, really, that is what it's all about. And so I even myself recently have been looking at how I've been feeling about my own confidence and where I feel most confident and how I feel most confident. And in essence, when and where I don't feel most confident. And I really realized that it all is perspective. Like it really comes from within me. Like whether I am worried about what someone else is saying or doing, or if I'm happy and feeling sure of myself and willing to like smile with the lessons that come with it, right? Like I really noticed this when I was starting to teach yoga. I was brand new to it, so I'd make mistakes, or I felt like I was making mistakes, but I was enjoying it so much that I just smiled and was like, okay, cool, like whatever, like let's just do this because this is fun and life is meant to be fun. Just like when you're performing or when you're even at a meeting or something, like when you're just living, you gotta find your ability to smile at the mistakes and feel good about yourself while you're doing it. So I was really excited to connect with you guys because it really all goes hand in hand. And I'm finding a lot of people, a lot of clients and people that I'm working with that are struggling with this confidence and feeling safe really to be confident and safe to express themselves. And when we talk about confidence, another important part of this is it's not like being full of yourself. Instead, it's being just sure of yourself, so that you can radiate and be your full beautiful self as you deserve to be. We deserve that so much. And so that's where these energy alignment centers that I like to talk about, the chakra system, comes into play, because when we are balanced throughout our energy centers, which they start at the base of the spine and they move all the way up to the crown of the head, we have humble confidence, we have compassion, we have safety in ourselves, we are sure of our creativity. So all of these aspects of energetic self radiate outwards into your whole life, really. So in a brief outline of the chakras, we start at the root chakra, which is at the base of our spine, and it relates to your safety and security around you and within you. And then we have the sacral chakra, just below the belly button, which is your creativity, your sensuality, your ability to express yourself. And then we have the solar plexus, which is where confidence is seated. It's your willpower and your discipline. And it's right above the belly button. And then we go to our heart chakra, which is compassion, empathy, love. And then we go to our throat, our ability to communicate and connect. And then we have our third eye, which is this ability to see further than what's right in front of you. Connect with your intuition and believe in both the ups and the downs of life and what they're showing you. And then there's your crown chakra, which is your light and your transformation, like your ability to transform and change and be connected to something bigger, which might just even be your highest self, your best self, and embodying that and knowing that that's coming in, that's with you at every moment of your life, all the time. And you have the ability to smile and just like work with that and love that. So that's where these energy systems stem from, really. And I find that people, it's really cool, like when I do an alignment session with them, I basically do an energetic assessment. It's kind of like Reiki, and we tune into any of the centers that might be misbalanced or off balanced or a little weaker than the others. And with that, a lot of times we work on it and we see where in their life, like externally, their energy is affecting that. So for example, I had someone who wasn't too happy. They were still living at home and they were having some trouble with their confidence and their ability to make a move to move out of the house. And so it's like the solar plexus and their root are working together where she hurt her back. Her back hurt. And so that's why she came to me. And so we worked on those areas. And then I was like, are you still at home? Like, what's going on? And are you ready to look for new jobs that would make you feel good? And she was like, what? Like, that all makes so much sense, because I didn't apply to the job because I didn't feel that I was ready to. And the point is, you just put yourself out there, because it's affecting you energetically and physically, even when you're not willing to take the next step forward, really. And that's okay if you're nervous to or you're scared to, but that's why we look at the energy and we see, how can we shift at literally this energetic level, which is the seed of all parts of you, really. Like, energy starts and then it affects physically and it affects outwardly. So if you can shift physically or change something physically and have a healing session or something like that, then you can be illuminated to what's going on and figure out the next steps forward, really. So with that, sometimes we have trouble like learning really like how to speak up or stand up for ourselves. And I'm finding a lot of people are having issue with their root chakra, like I just sort of mentioned. So I want to share today a practice with you guys, a breathing practice that will help you tune into the root and feel safe, because your root and breathing with the root chakra is going to help you feel confident and okay, really, like safe in uncertain situations. You can do this practice anytime that you're feeling anxious. It'll calm you right down. It'll help you feel safe in your body. And when we're rooted firmly through our breath, then the rest of the energy centers can shine, really. You're able to talk, you're able to speak, you can be yourself and feel okay to take the steps forward that you need to. So are you guys ready?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so we're gonna do a breathing practice. So wherever you are, I'd suggest sitting and just lift through your chest and the crown of your head. You can gently close the eyes and begin to feel your breath coming in and out through the nose. The root chakra is the element of the earth. So you can start feeling the pelvis and the sit bones where you are. Feeling the sit bones in the chair or on the ground. And we're going to engage in pelvic floor breathing. So starting by breathing through the nose and sending the breath all the way to the base of the belly, filling up your belly with air. And exhale, let it go. Draw the belly in. Breathing big into the base of the belly, becoming expansive. And exhale, drawing together, drawing in. Stay with this big breathing, feeling it all the way in the base of the belly. And exhale, let it go. As you're breathing, noticing that the chest is staying steady. You're breathing way down in your belly. rather than lifting the collarbones, you're living in this lower part of you. You're breathing in this lower part of you. Now, as we're breathing, inhaling, imagine pushing the base of your pelvis, the pelvic floor, down into the ground or onto the chair you're sitting on. So it's like you're pushing it down. As you inhale, expand. And on the exhale, draw the pelvic floor, the pelvis in and up. Inhale, lengthen, expand, push the pelvis down. Exhale, come together, draw in, draw the root in. Inhale, pushes down and away. Exhale, come together. Inhaling. And exhaling. So that you're activating this pelvic floor muscle. As you inhale, let it go, drop down. And exhale, come in. Few more of these. Inhaling and exhaling, feeling the root activated. On your next inhale, just releasing the breath that we've been practicing, keeping the eyes closed, relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the face. And returning to a normal breathing pattern. Gently feeling the difference. Your base is activated now, this place of your security and safety. And as you breathe into the heart, into the belly, knowing you're safe in your body, and you're able to step forward with compassion. Gently feeling the difference, having lived down in the root of you, a place that is seldom forgotten through anxiety, worry, living in the mind space. And feel how calm you are when you're living from a place of security and breathing from a place of security, cultivating your safety. You're ready, you can gently begin to let the light in, open your eyes, blinking them. You can bring any movements to your body. Closing the meditation, the breath work. Knowing this is something you can do at any time. I've used this even out and about when I felt anxious. Standing, you can practice this. You can just start breathing into the base, really lengthening the breath into that low belly and activating the root through the pelvic. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. That was lovely. I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm.
You're so welcome.
I think I figured out why think I figured out why my root chakra is very often not switched on.
Oh. In
alignment. Because I stop the breath at the belly.
Right.
It took me a few times to go, I need to let that carry on. It's almost like I cut it off. And then, yeah.
That makes sense, actually. Like, I can feel that sensation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know what you mean when you say that. It's like, it feels cut off. There's a bit that seems to be like, nope, where's that?
Shallow breathing.
Mm.
It takes sometimes, that's a really good point too, to emphasize, like, it's just practicing letting it go down there, you know, because we do live so much in our headspace that we forget our breathing is up here too, and we need to bring it down to really, that'll help so much with anxiety and feeling okay and safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good with the solar plexus. I'm good with the diaphragm, because I always need to project my voice. So I'm used to that.
Mm-hmm.
I can let it go down a little bit, but it took me a little bit, but it did feel good. And I liked what you were saying about drawing the pelvis in, and you know, kind of that helped that motion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know about men, but I think a lot of women cut that part off. It's like, that's our very fragile part. And that's our often we have an interesting relationship with that part of our body.
Totally.
Do you find that there's a difference with, you know, where people prefer to which of the chakras they prefer to connect with or not? Is there a pattern, or?
It's very individualistic, but I'm finding that a lot of people right now are having solar plexus and root issues.
Okay.
It's those are the earthly chakras. And I think it really connects to creativity too, the sacral. Because it's like, we're stepping into this new age of allowing ourselves to create and allowing ourselves to feel free to do so, really. And by, it's like clearing out all this gunk that we were patterned to be or do, you know, like transforming all the ages. And I think through technology, we've begun to live a lot up here, and that's not a bad thing, but like, I love technology because it's bringing us together. Like, that's kind of where my background is in technology and whatnot. But that's why it's important to bring technology into the body and realize that your body is technology too, you know? And by like breathing and utilizing the technology at your hands, then you can really calm down and free this part of you so that you can flow more easily.
And, you know, I was thinking about what you were sort of saying with the idea of, like, you know, you can kind of, you can isolate these different elements, these parts, the chakras. But sometimes I find, like, have you ever been in that space where you're like, I know something's wrong, but I don't know what. Mm-hmm. And it's like, sometimes I often wonder, okay, like, I know that, for instance, my root chakra, I know that it transmits very well, but but that plays havoc with other parts of the chakra, you know, sort of layering. Mm-hmm. How can someone isolate that and, like, know, okay, you know, what's the thing they would look for that's kind of like, you know, how do you identify that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd really say it's kind of cool that you said exactly that, because that's what I want to teach people.
Oh, like, amazing.
What I'm trying in the course I'm creating, the Radiant Self, which will be launching in February, it's about really learning about this, because I think it's both, for me, it's been mindfulness and learning. Like, when you know a lot of the aspects of each chakra, and you're mindfulness meditation really brings you aware of your body so that you can feel these subtleties in your body. And you're like, oh, wow, like, my heart is caved in right now. And you feel that when you're in a situation, for example. And so you're like, okay, so my heart feels vulnerable right now. I'm trying to protect it. Versus like feeling, and then you combat that by being like, I'm safe and I'm okay. So I'm going to lift my shoulders. I'm going to draw them back and open my heart and feel safe doing so by breathing into the root, for example. So this essence of just feeling off, because we're all pretty highly sensitive people and we know we feel off, right? It's like obvious, but you don't know what. My aim is to help people learn how to diagnose what, really. And that's through seeing, like, through the chakras, what externally or what in our body is showing us what isn't right or what doesn't feel good, really.
This sounds wonderful. This sounds wonderful. And I think, you know, you made a very good case for linking confidence and all that confidence means into, you know, kind of how we connect with our bodies. And, you know, you're very aligned with cabaret, because cabaret is very much about holding power in your body and taking up your space and, you know, sharing your story that you're telling, and you finding your voice, and all of those things come from our body, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to live authentically like that is just such a wonderful way to approach life. Mm-hmm. So it's, thank you for sharing that with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. Thank you so much for bringing this platform. And I'm so happy that we've connected. There will be more collaborations for sure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You can damn well count on it. Exactly. Snaps and snap cup.
Beautiful.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying something like that. So one of the other questions I was going to ask you is like the physical sensation that you can kind of, I know that there is like, so there's almost like physical sensations that you get when you're kind of meditating through this sort of process, and that can kind of help you isolate some of the stuff that you're trying to figure out. I know that's like when I first did a chakra meditation, it was actually one that Heather sent me. Do you remember that one? Yeah, I remember having this like, because I didn't know quite what was going on or where, and I was kind of focusing on this idea that, you know, if I could breathe and listen and I can get into tune with it. But there were things that I didn't realize until afterwards about sort of what the sensations meant and where they were coming from. Is there a good way of like isolating that you find, is there certain sensations, or is it very personal to each, you know, to each user kind of thing?
I would say a little of both, really. I haven't been able to work with people yet enough on what their sensations feel like, but it's kind of also your own intuition. Like if this feels expansive or if this feels like it's holding me back or it's constricting me in any way. Right. So kind of like tension or ease in a way too. And sometimes we might feel like tingly, right? And if you're happy in the moment, like it's like a yes, you know, it's like, okay, this is good. Like I remember I was hanging out with my now boyfriend and I was like, I was having a really good time with him.
Yeah.
And he was out windsurfing. And I was like, I felt it in my solar plexus, like this little tingle and like this excitement or like expansiveness that was sort of like, yeah, this is right, you know? And I remember feeling it right there and being like, okay, so this is good, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like discerning that, like what it feels like to you and really where the sensation is energetically too.
Right.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you're also, you teach yoga. Do you, because there are quite a few people in our community who at different points have commented on, oh, I can't do stretch because I'm not flexible. Like, yeah, that's kind of the point. It's bullshit. And I'm just curious how you would equate that that sense of being able to breathe and stretch and align chakras and, you know, do all of those things together. For me, I feel like I can recognize what that is. But how would you connect that for people who would say, I'm not flexible, I can't do yoga?
Yeah. So yoga really is not about flexibility. It's about gaining strength and confidence, really. And the reason that we do yoga poses, such as downward dog, for example, is because it's actually activating your energy in this certain way. Like you're in a down dog, so your chakras are aligned in this certain sense. And so it doesn't matter if you're flexible. It's just about being kind to your body and allowing yourself to breathe, because when you breathe and when you do even just the slightest stretch, like a forward fold with your legs super bent, but you feel something, then, and you breathe with it, then that's getting you farther. That's you connecting with yourself and honestly making the space for that connection too. And when we make the space for the connection, that's where we grow and where we become everything we're really meant to be, because we're not disconnecting, connecting. It's really important.
Yeah. And that's my experience of stretching and yoga in particular, is just making space. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's very emotional.
Mm-hmm. It can be. It is.
Because once you breathe into that space and allow that opening, it's very freeing.
Yes. Yeah. And we go through our whole lives. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We go through our whole lives just, you know, as a kid, you weren't taught to do yoga or breathe. And same, like young adult, et cetera, et cetera. You can just keep going. And it's like, wow, all of this stuff is within me. And by making the space for it to come up, it is freeing and it is emotional. And that's a beautiful thing, to connect to those emotions. That's being human. We try to not cry and all this stuff, but we're meant to cry. We're meant to laugh. We're meant to be everything.
And I love what you were saying about making space for things, because often I think, especially, you know, people within our community have said this, and, you know, I know that myself and Heather have had this discussion about taking time for you to do things for you and taking time to get yourself in a place where you feel comfortable. I think a lot of people don't realize how important that is and how much of a need there is for that. When you are sort of meeting people for the first time and they're coming into that space and they're like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, I wanna try and focus on that. Do you find that people are, how do you get people comfortable into that? Because sometimes it's a real thing, like, oh, I don't know how to do this. I can't, you know, I've got to do everything else. You know, often, you know, people wear multiple hats, as we say, you know, they have to be so many different people. And if that person is, you know, the breadwinner and is doing all that stuff, you know, single mom trying to do everything, you know, that can be like, oh, how do I don't justify time to myself, you know. How do you get them comfortable with that? How do you get people to see?
Mm-hmm. I think the fact that they're showing up in this space is them underneath it all being like, I know this is right. Like, I know this is what I need. And really trying to shine the light on the fact that them feeling better is going to help their whole family. It's going to help their career. It's going to help everything. And when you kind of lean into that fact, which there is resistance, you know, there's definitely resistance, but they're starting to like combat the resistance in a way, you know, like break it down slowly, like as if it's a chunk of ice, you know, and you start banging it, because they just come to a class maybe once a month. And then maybe they realize how much better that makes them feel. So then they start coming twice a month. And it's like that slow progression of realizing that when you're taking care of yourself it's most important to take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. You can take care of your life that way. It's really worth it. And it's important.
Right.
Yeah. And even 5 minutes a day.
Right. I totally agree.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, it is. It can just be minutes a day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that breathing, how long did we do that? It was a few minutes.
Yeah. But it does just feel like it just takes so much. Like, it doesn't feel like it takes time, but it feels like it gives you time. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. That's what the ancient yogis say. They say, if you think you can't meditate, you don't have time to meditate, then meditate for an hour.
You need it the most.
Yeah, that's so true.
So Julia, where can we find you?
So I have a website now, which is very exciting. Yep. I know it's launched, so it's ready. I will be sending it. And you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. And I do have a Facebook group too, where I share practices like this breathing and things like that. So it's called Inner Alignment Radiant Self, because that's it. Feeling innerly aligned, innerly.
I love that.
Yes.
I want to be innerly aligned. Oh my goodness, that's brilliant. And also congratulations on launching your first website. That's amazing.
Thank you. I'm really excited about it. It's feeling good. I'm also calling in people for the course to Radiant Self. It'll be a 10 week course for the most full transformation. We're going to be working on daily habits and embodying learning about your chakras, mindfulness and fullness, so that you can be your most radiant self, really.
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful. Well, I mean, thank you so much for coming and doing this with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Before we sign off, we like to do a little bit before we sign off, which is we like to say our motto. So we always say goodbye and then we say our motto, because it's all about taking up space and taking time for you. So whenever we end it, we always say, together, your body, your world, your stage. Would you like to join us in that?
Yes, please. I love it.
Okay, brilliant. I'll say my name, Heather will say hers, and you'll say yours, and then we'll do it. Cool. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today on Confidence Through Cabaret. My name is Ryan.
I'm Heather.
And I'm Julia.
And we'd like to remind you that it's your body, your world, your stage. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Julia.
Thank you.